אגידו לכם את השני
קורא.
And the Gemara says in Psochim, Daf Nun Vav Omed Aleph, as very well known also from Midrash Chazal and Rashi, because Yankov Lagalis, Labonov Keitza Yamin, Venisalko Memen Oshkino. And Yankov says he is terrified, Nisalko Memen Oshkino, Shemachas Vesholem Yesh Vemitosi Psil, Kavrom Shiotim Memen Yishmoel, Tovi Yitzchok Shiotim Memen Oesov. And in Medrash we find a different formulation. Medrash says that Yaakov Avinu was afraid and he asked his great children, Shema yesh belibchem al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then all together they said, Shema Yisrael Avinu. Shem she'ein belibchu al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein belibbeinu al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem elpeinu, Hashem echod. And then Yaakov, out of tremendous gratitude and hoidoyah, said, Baruch Shem Kavoyed Malchus Eliyahu Levoy. So the Gemara says in Sochim Daf Nun Vav Omud Aleph, when we say Kriya Shema, we have a great dilemma. Should we say Baruch Shem Kavod Mokisoi, or should we not say that? To say or not to say? To say, Yaakov Avinu said, but Moshe Rabbeinu did not say Baruch Shem Kavod Mokisoi, because in Mishneh Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu teaches Klal Yisrael, the parasha of Kriya Shema, it is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, V'yohavto, Hashem Elokecho, and Moshe didn't say, Baruch Hashem, Kavod Yimachus Elohim Avod, and therefore, Chazal were mitakin, and that is the lotion of the Gemara, Omer Rebavu, itkinu she'yoyimrem oisoi belachash, so that is why we say, Baruch Shem, Kavoid, Malchisoi, Bechashai. It is somewhat of a compromise. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, Yaakov Avinu did say, and therefore we make somewhat of a pshola. And we say it Bechashai, Balachash. And the dilemma is a strange dilemma. So what? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, so would Moshe be offended? Is that the problem? And if we say it quietly, so Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know the secret. I mean, nobody told Moshe Rabbeinu that we're saying it quietly. But it is a strange dilemma, and it is a strange solution. So sometimes in Chazal and Halacha there are symbolisms. So maybe it is something symbolic. But it is difficult to understand the Lefi Pshutoi, what is the dilemma, and what is our solution? What do we suggest? But the Gemara says, Etkinu shiyo oimrim oisoi balach. And when the Rambam brings this halacha in the first perek in Hilchos Kriya Shema, perek alav halacha dalid, and I'm quoting the lashon of the Rambam, Akore Kriya Shema kishu goyim eposek rishon oimer balachash boro shem kavoy mukhus eliyoy levoed. Bekoy ze bekoy rekedah akoy, v'yohavto as Hashem alokech u'ad soy po. V'lam akoy rinkei, מסוי רסו ביהודאים שבשור שקיל את ינקו ובינו את בונו במצרים בשעת מצוס אוי. ציבום וזרזם על ייחוד השם ועל דרך השם שאו לך בו, עברו ויצחקו ובשור לא יצום. ביום עליהם, בוא נאי. שבי יש בכם סוילס, מי שאין לי אוימד אימי בייחוד עדוין כל הווי לו. So this Rambam is based on the Medrash. שמו יש ביניכם. מי שאין אוימד אימי בייחוד עדוין כל אלונם, כי אין ישום אלונם מוישה רבינו. אין יש בכם מי שישו, אונו כולם ביום אלוהי. שמה ישראל אבינו השם אלוקנו השם אחד, כלוי מה? שמה אובין ישראל, פוסח הזוקם ביום הבור שם כבד מחוצי. לפיכך, נהגו כל ישראל, נהגו כל ישראל, לא עם השבח זה, ששיבח בוי ישראל הזוקם נחה פוסק זה, and the number writes, Nahagu Kol Yisrael. But the lesson of the Gemara is, Itkinu. Is this merely a minag, or is it a takana of the Chachamim? Why does the Rambam use the formulation, Nahagu Kol Yisrael, which seems to indicate that it's just a minag, and the Gemara says, Itkinu. So maybe the Gemara says, Itkinu, not that we should say, Baruch Shem Kevoid Machista, but rather that we should say it, Bechashai. Balachash anat bekoil. That means the Chachamim didn't obligate us to say Baruch Shem Kavod Machisei. What they did insist is, don't say it out loud. Say it quietly, and that is the Tekana. But the minhag to say Baruch Shem Kavod Machisei, its origin is a minhag and not a Tekana, not a halacha, but chumra taken, we shouldn't say it out loud. Another derech, another suggestion might be the chumra metaken, that it is permissible to say, because on one hand, it might be considered a hefsek. How will we mastic in the middle of Kriya Shema between Pasuk Rishon and Parsha Rishona with something that doesn't belong there? There is a major argument in Siman Samach Aleph and Luchas Kriya Shema on the tour regarding the minhag to say Kael Melech Ne'eman before we start off Kriya Shema. And that is a hefsek between Berachas Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema. So the tour brings from the Kadmonim, very early sources, that because Kriya Shema is 345 words, and there are Ramach Eivorim, so we're missing three words, and that is why we say Kel Melech Ne'eman. And the tour brings one of the Gaonim, I think it's a Haigoin, that said, no, but why do we add on a Tosefes that is nowhere in Chazal? To add on. And he argues, well, the Gemara contemplates whether to say Baruch Shem Kavod Machisei or not to say, even though Yaakov Avinu did say, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say. Well, we do not find neither Yaakov Avinu nor Moshe Rabbeinu, none of them said Kel Melech Ne'eman, so why should we say Kel Melech Ne'eman? So, even a greater dilemma would be, why would we say Baruch Shem Kavod Machisei or not between the first Pasuk Kriya Shema and the first Parsha of Kriya Shema? Wouldn't that be considered a hefsek, or at least as a sefer that isn't fitting? So maybe that is what the Gemara says, hitkinu chachomim. Hitkinu chachomim, then we're metaken, then it is permissible. It wouldn't be considered a hefsek. But from the Rambam, it seems to be clear that this posik originated in a minig and not in a tekona. Nahagu kol yisrael, loyma shevach se, shevo shibayach Yaakov Avinu, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when his children said, Shema Yisrael Avinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The case of Mishnah. On this very halacha, Perek HaRav Halacha Dalman, the Rambam says that the minhag Yisrael is to say Baruch Shem Kavod Machisei, and we say it b'chashai. The case of Mishnah explains, why do we say it quietly? To make a hecker that this isn't really an integral part of Kriya Shema. It is an addition which Yaakov Avinu said, expressing his joy and gratitude when his children comforted him and they told him, Kishem she'en belivcho l'kodesh bohu, kach en belivenu l'kodesh bohu. And all together they were makabal o'malchus shemayim. And to differentiate and to make a distinction and to make a hecker that this pasuk doesn't really belong to Kriya Shema, that is why we say it quietly. And the same reasoning, the same rationale we find in the Levush, in the Tanakh Aleph. And this is a great wonder. Because the Gemara says the reason we say it quietly is because Yaakov Avinu did say, Moshe Rabbeinu did not say, and therefore we have this dilemma. Do we say it like Yaakov Avinu did, or don't we say it like Moshe Rabbeinu did, and therefore we say it quietly? So why does the Kesef Mishnah suggest another reason? And this is even a greater pillar because we do find another reasoning why we say Baruch Shem Kavod Machisei quietly. And you are probably all familiar with this. The Torah brings it from the Medrash in Hilchos Yom Kippurim in Siman Tov Reish Yudet. The Torah brings that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was in the heavens, Arbom Yoyim Varbom Laila, when he went up there to receive Torah Hashem, Miyodav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu heard the Malachi Elyon, Malachi Shor saying, Baruch Shem Kavod Machisei, and he brought it down and he gave it as a gift to Klal Yisrael. And the Medrash says a beautiful muscle. A servant, one of the king's servants, and he had access to the personal treasures of the king and the queen, and he stole a tachshit, a necklace or something from the Malkus treasures, and he pocketed it. Obviously, they didn't have surveillance cameras in those days, and he brought it as a gift to his wife. But he told his wife, you know, the police, the FBI, the CIA, the Shabak, and the Mossad, they're all going to be out there looking for the thief. So please, don't even go next to the window when you wear this necklace. Only in the house. and only when the curtains are drawn, because everybody is going to be out there looking for the thief, and, you know, we're doomed if it'll ever be found out that I was the one that pocketed this necklace. So the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu took this shevach, this pasuk from Malachi Elyon, and he gave it to give to Klal Yisrael. And therefore Moshe tells Jews, don't say this out loud, the Malachim shouldn't hear, because I'm going to be in big trouble if they know that I took their shevach and I gave it as a gift to Klal Yisrael. And therefore the Torah says, Yom HaKippurim, everybody is like Malachi Elyon, Malachi Shoras, like Malachim, don't eat, don't drink, totally detached from Olam Hazeh. We're like angels from above Yom Kippur. And therefore, Yom Kippur is only once a year that we could say out loud, Baruch Shem, Kavod L'Chusoy, L'Olam Bo'ed. So that is what the Torah brings, and that is the Medrash. So we have two different reasons why we say Baruch Shem, Kavod L'Chusoy quietly. One reason is the Gemara, because it's somewhat of a compromise between Yaakov Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu. The other reason is found in the Medrash. So why would the Ravush and the Ketzav Mishnah come up with rationale reason number three? Isn't it enough that we have already two reasons to reconcile, one from the Medrash and one from the Gemara? So why would the Beis Yosef and the Ravush come up with a third explanation, which is something very interesting? So let me share my feelings with you on this interesting sugya. We say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy not only in Kriya Shema, but on various other occasions. Yom Kippur Kotten, after Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy, even though we do not say Kriya Shema. And the Tefillah that many say Erev Rosh Chodesh in Yom Kippur Kotten. When we say the Tefillah of Rav Nachuni Ben Akona, Ono V'choyach Kedulas Yemincha, we finish up with Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy La'olam Voed. When else do we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy Liyolam Voed? Well, when Motzo Yom Kippurim, and whenever we say Baruch Alavatola or Chashash Baruch Alavatola, you know, the tikkun is to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy Liyolam Voed. In these occasions, is it also expected to say it quietly? No, it is not found in the Poskim. When we say Baruch Alavatola, we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy, and we don't say it quietly. And Lechaira, this depends on the two different timing. According to the Medrash, we should never say this out loud because the Malachim will wonder, hey, where did you pick that up? Where did this come from? This is something that we say in the heavens. How did it reach Klal Yisrael? So according to the argument, to the rationale of the Medrash, we should never say Bol Shem Kavod Malchusoy out loud. But according to the Gemara, well, our dilemma is only regarding Kriya Shema. The Pasuk in itself could be said out loud. Our dilemma is only when we say Kriya Shema, because Yaakov Avinu, upon hearing his children say Shema Yisrael, said Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy, and Moshe Rabbeinu did not say. So according to the Gemara Pesachim Daf Nun Amud Vav, this dilemma is only relevant when we say Shema Yisrael and we juxtapose Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy to Shema Yisrael. But if it is not in the context of Kriya Shema and Shema Yisrael, we have no problem saying Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy out loud. So obviously, Minhag HaOlam is based more on the Gemara than on the Medrash. But that would bring us to a big question. So why do we say on Yom HaKippurim out loud, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy L'Olam Vo'ed? Because according to the Gemara's rationale, Yom Kippur would be no different than any other day. So Lechaira, we are to use an expression that we find in the Shoinim, Oichaz Etzachevel B'Shnei Roshim, or Mezakash Torah L'Beitzei. On one hand, Yom Kippur, we shout at the top of our lungs, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy, and this minig is understood only in accordance to the Medrash. But on the other hand, when we say Baruch HaLevatol, we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy, Yom Kippur Kotten, Moitzoy Yom Kippurim, we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy, and we do say it out loud and not quietly. So these two minhagim seem to be a contradiction in a way. Now, there's an interesting Tashbit. Chelik Beisim Reish Lamed Vav, and the Tashbit says, how did Yaakov know this Pasuk Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy Liyolam Vo'ed? So obviously, well, how did he know? He made it up. You know, when his children said Shema Yisrael, Hashem Rakeinu Hashem Avot, and he was overwhelmed with joy and with gratitude for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he just spontaneously said, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Yon Hod. But the Tashbit says no. Yankov also heard it from the Malach Eshot. And in that fateful dream, when Yankov dreams about the Sulam, Sulam Utsavarto, Beroisha Magia Shemaimu, Vemalach Eyalakim Oilam Biyordan Boy, and those Malachim said Shira, that is what Yankov heard in his dream. Bechaloyim Yankov, the Malachim that were up and down in that Sulam, said Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Yon Hod. So according to the Tashbit, in a way, he reconciles what the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu heard from the Malachim. The same refers to Yaakov Avinu. And actually, Yaakov Avinu said said Shema Yisrael far earlier than at the end of his days when his children were assembled around his bed. Because in last week's Parsha, Parsha's V'yigash, when Yaakov finally meets Yosef, and Yosef falls on Yankov's neck and embraces. And Yankov didn't kiss him because he said Kriya Shema. So obviously Yankov was Machadish Kriya Shema far earlier than Moshe in Parshas Vizchanan. And even earlier, it wasn't the children of Yankov that were Machadish Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It was actually Yankov Avinu. He was the first one to say Kriya Shema. When he met up with Yosef after all those years of agony and of mourning, and Yaakov Avinu, when he finally sees Yom Tov, he's Mekabel Racha Shemayim, and he says, Kriyas Shema. Did he say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus there? We do not know, because Chazal don't say. So we do not know. But he did say Shema Yisrael, which brings us to an interesting question. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, in Daf Nun Vav, Chazal interpret this pasuk. Shema Yisrael refers to Yaakov Avinu, who was named Yisrael. And his children say, Shema Yisrael Avinu Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What are we supposed to be machaben when we say Shema Yisrael? Kavona ma'akeves b'posek rishon. So we learn a very clear halacha in Simen Samach Gimel and Hilchos Kriya Shema based on the Gemara, that posek rishon Kriya Shema kavona ma'akeves, and if you did not proper kavona, you need to say the pusik again. So exactly what do we have to be machaven when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Because the Gemara is mefarish that when Yaakov's children said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, they were speaking to him, to Yaakov Avinu. And they said, Shema Yisrael Avinu, hear our father. Kishem Shem B'Livcho Kachem B'Livenu Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So when Chazal say that Posek Rishon Kavona Ma'akeves, seems to be very clear to me that Posek Rishon is Posek Rishon, the entire Posek, from Shema to Echad. It is not only Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So Kavod is also active in the two words, Shema Yisrael. What actually do we need in Chavin? Shema Yisrael Ovinu, but Yaakov isn't around. Are we talking to Yaakov Ovinu when we say Shema Yisrael? Well, Yaakov Avinu said Shema Yisrael when he met Yosef. Did Yaakov speak to himself, which is fairly unreasonable? I once heard a wise man saying, when I want to speak to a wise man, I usually talk to myself. But Yaakov Avinu didn't talk to himself. So what did Yaakov, what was his kavona when he said Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? Obviously, he said that pasuk because he said Kriya Shema when he met Yosef, and he didn't refer to himself. I think when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to the people of Israel and he says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, his kavana once again is not to Yaakov Avinu, but he speaks to the people, and he says, "Okay, to translate. I'm not used to translate, but probably he says, Hear, O Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad." He speaks to the nation. He speaks to the people. And he is calling to Israel, to the people of Israel, they should be Miyachad Shem Shemayim. And that is the proper kavona when we say three times or four times a day, actually, Kriya Shema Shachos, Kriya Shema Shalavit. And the custom, the minig is to say Kriya Shema before Pesuk of the Tzimra, once again Kriya Shema Shalamito. The proper kavona is not Yaakov Avinu. We aren't speaking to Yaakov Avinu. We aren't calling out to Yaakov Avinu, but to Klal Yisrael. And I explained many times in the past that actually Yaakov Avinu and Klal Yisrael are one. And the reason Yaakov Avinu was called Yisrael is because He is the Shoresh of Nishmas Yisrael. And I explained in accordance to the Zohar. The Zohar says that Yisrael is the first letter of Shloisha Ovis and Arba Yemois, and all the Koyches of the Ovis and the Yemois are included in the great Neshama of Yankov Avinu. And therefore, the people are called on Yankov's name. Yankov is called on the people's name. But nevertheless, these are two different interpretations in Shema Yisrael. B'nei Yankov, standing around his deathbed, are speaking to their great father, and they say, Shema Yisrael Avinu, Hashem Lokenu, Hashem Echad. But when Moshe Rabbeinu turns to the people and he teaches them Kabbalah Tor Malka Shemayim, when he says Shema Yisrael, he is speaking to the people of Israel. So what is Yaakov Avinu's Kavona when he says Shema Yisrael when he meets up with Yosef? Obviously, I think Yaakov Avinu's Kavona was similar to Moshe Rabbeinu's Kavona. And not as similar to his own Kavona when his children say Shema Yisrael Avinu, and that is what his children were mechaven, but Yaakov is speaking to the people that he established, the people that are his children, and all the future generations. When Yaakov Avinu says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So coming back to our basic question, the Gemara says one reason we say Balachash, because Yaakov Avinu did say, but Moshe Rabbeinu did not say. The Medrash gives another understanding why we say Balachash, because this is something Moshe Rabbeinu brought down from the heavens. And explanation number three is the case of Mishnah and the Lavush. We mean to draw a distinction and differentiate between Ikur Kriya Shema and Baruch Shem Kevan Ruzah that doesn't belong to Kriya Shema. So my standing is this, and listen carefully, because I think it's pshat. Shnei dinim b'kriya shema. Shnei dinim yesh b'kriya shema. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah to say. Likro es Hashema. But Kriya Shema is also Kabbalah Tor Malka Shemayim. And they are not the same. They are not the same. In Minchas Osher, I wrote a big Arichas explaining that actually there's a Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi how we define the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. What is the basic definition of Kriya Shema? And the Bavli and Yerushalmi go to Shitosim in four different sources. In accordance to Yerushalmi, Mitzvah Kriya Shema is Shinun. Yerushalmi says, Rav Shema Bayachoy v'chavereim, when they were oisik b'tayda, they were mavakul Kriya Shema, they were mavakul b'tayda for Kriya Shema. Contradicting what we learn in Bavli and Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph. Because in Bavli, Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara says, they were mavakul Talmud Torah for Tfilah, but they were mavakul Talmud Torah for Kriya Shema, because Tfilah the Rabbanan and Kriya Shema the Urais. However, the Yerushalmi, in the first Perek of Brochus, it is clear that the Shemayachoy were not Mevatel Talmud Torah even for Kriya Shema. And the Yerushalmi asked, how is that possible? Aloy Mitzvah Manaslatois, very harsh expression that we find in the Yerushalmi. Aloy Mitzvah Manaslatois, Noach lo ilu nefu shul yose alfona velo yatza lavira olam. The significance and importance of Talmud Torah is only limited on Manaslatois. So how could we violate mitzvahs of Torah and refrain from being mekayim and mitzvahs of say because we're learning? I mean, that's a gemara mefureshes, a moed cotton up, that's called mitzvah shiyev shana tzoy shara dea chayim is dorsum talmud Torah. So how could they not say kriya shema v'zmana because they were learning? And the Yerushalmi responds, the Yerushalmi answers, zeh shinun v'zeh shinun v'ein doifin shinun v'pnei shinun. Kriya Shema is different than all the other mitzvahs. We are mevatel Talmud Torah to perform any other mitzvah, even a mitzvah that are bomb, but not Kriya Shema. Zeh shinun v'zeh shinun. Ve'en dorchin shinun mipnei shinun. So what we learn from this Yerushalmi, that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, kishmo kein hi. Kriya. Just like we have Kriya Shema, we have Kriya Shema. And it is shinun. Zeh shinun v'zeh shinun. Ein mevatel shinun mipnei shinun. My understanding that the Bavli has a different opinion. And according to the Bavli, they were Mevatel Talmud Torah to say Kriya Shema. Just like a person needs to be Mevatel Talmud Torah to perform any other mitzvah. The understanding of the Bavli is Kriya Shema doesn't belong to Torah, it belongs to Avodah. Al Shloisha Dvorim Uoyle Moimet. Al Torah, Al Avodah, Val Gimel Esosot. But still I think Shnei Dinim B'Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah to say, L'Kos HaShema. But essentially, the essence of Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Zomon Chashamayim. And that is what the Mishnah makes very clear in Brochas Daf Yudas. Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Zomon Chashamayim. When Moshe Rabbeinu teaches Klal Yisrael, V'hu Koyres HaShema, that is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But when Bnei Yaakov standing around his deathbed, and Yaakov is worried, he is terrified. Shema yesh b'chem psul. Shema yesh b'libchem al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then his children say, our great father, our beloved father Yaakov, ein b'libeinu al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That was essentially Kabbalah Zomon Chashamayim. Because the mitzvah of Kriya Shema was not yet given. And we have no idea. Was that in the morning before Zman Kriya Shema? Was it after Tzeiset Echovim? We don't know. So obviously the children didn't have the intention of being kind of Mitzvah Seif Kriya Shema. But essentially, that was the height of Kavod Zman Kriya Shema. And that is when Yaakov said, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLevod. And therefore my feeling is, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLevod has nothing to do with Mitzvah Kriya Shema. But it has everything to do with Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shammai. So what the Gemara says, Moshe did not say, and Yaakov Avinu did say, it is not mere coincidence. It is not because Moshe Rabbeinu just wasn't aware, and Yaakov Avinu was aware. No. Because Baruch Shem Kabbalah Malchus is not an integral part of Kriya Shammai. It's not found in Torah's Moshe. How could it be part of Kriya Shema if it's not found in the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say because Moshe had no reason to say. Because Moshe is Oisik and Mitzvah Saseh the Kriya Shema. And Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso is not a part of Mitzvah Saseh of Kriya Shema. It's not found in Torah's Moshe. But Yaakov Avinu, when his children said Shema Yisroel, that wasn't Lashem Mitzvah's Kriya Shema. That was Lashem Kabbalah Zomon Malchus Shemayim. And Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoi has nothing to do with Kriya Shema, but it has everything to do with Kabbalah Zomon Malchus Shemayim. And that is our dilemma, to say or not to say. It's nothing personal. It's nothing personal. Moshe Rabbeinu won't be offended if we do say. Yaakov Avinu won't be offended if we don't say. Our dilemma is, because when we say Kriya Shema, it's a double standard. Our kavona is to be makayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but we definitely have also a kavona to be mekabel Olam Malchus Shemayim, and that is our dilemma. How do we relate to Shema Yisrael that we say in Beit HaMedrash? Do we relate to it as purely Kabbalah Olam Malchus Shemayim? And Yaakov Avinu taught us that in the context of Kabbalah Olam Malchus Shemayim, it is fitting to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLevod. But maybe not. When Yaakov said that, that was purely Kabbalah Zomon Chashamayim. But we are saying it Kishmish Alavis, Kishmish Hashachas, L'Shem Kivim, Mitzvah Kriya Shema. And it doesn't really belong in Kriya Shema. That is our dilemma. And therefore our compromise is, we do want to say, because essentially we are Mekabel Olam Malchus Shemayim. But we say it in a different fashion to make it clear that it is not part of Kriya Shema. So what the Kesef of Mishnah and the Levush say, that is their interpretation of the Gemara in Sochem Daf Munvot. And I think the strat is Emes Lamita. Libi Yoimeli, it's Emes Lamita. So our interpretation of the Gemara isn't the way we usually learn Agadatis, the way the entire world learns the Gemara. You know, we don't want to chepa with Yaakov, we don't talk to chepa with Moshe, so we say it quietly. That doesn't make sense. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu is aware of the Gemara of Sachin Daf Nun Vav. You know, we learned that Gemara earlier than we did. So the interpretation of that Gemara is, our dilemma is, because Krishma of Yaakov Avinu is essentially a different Kriya Shema than Kriya Shema Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is a mitzvah to say the Kriya Shema. And that has nothing to do with Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoi. Baruch Shem would be considered a hefsek in Kriya Shema. It is not a posuk in Torah's Moshe. But on the other hand, Yaakov Avinu, in the context of Kabbalah Zomon Malchus Shemayim, did say that posuk. So that is our dilemma. Do we say it because Yaakov Avinu taught us that it fits into Kabbalah Zomach Shemayim, and our Kavona is to be Mekabel Zomach Shemayim. But however, it is part of Kriya Shema, and in Kriya Shema, this pussy doesn't belong there, and that is what the Kesef Mishnah and the Levush teach us, that it we say it in a different fashion to make a clear distinction. It is not an integral part of Kriya Shema. We should not be confused. We cannot add on to the mitzvah of Sef Kriya Shema, but we say it because it belongs to Kabbalah's or Malchus Shemayim, as we learn from Yaakov Avinu. And it also makes sense that Moshe Rabbeinu heard this from the Malachi Ashoretz, because the Malachi Ashoretz don't have a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. They have nothing to perform the mitzvah. Since the Kodesh Baruch Hu decided against their request, Nu Hoytchu Al Hashamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tell only Yisrael, the Malach HaShores don't have any mitzvah to say. So when they say Shema Yisrael up in the heavens, that is Kabbalah Zol Malach HaShemayim, and that is the gift that Moshe Rabbeinu gave for Klal Yisrael. So our dilemma is only, it is only when we say Kriya Shema. So whenever we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malach Yisrael, out of the context of Kriya Shema, we could say it out loud, and that explains many of the way that we do say Baruch Shem Kavod Malach Yisrael out loud when it has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. So our conclusion is that Baruch Shem Kavod Malach Yisrael Yonah Hord is an integral part of Kabbalah's Matzah Shemayim, but it is not part of the Kiyum Mitzvah essential Kriya Shema. And I think this will explain various different halachas that we have regarding the minute to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elyon Vod. So in Siman Samach Vav Sif Aleph, we have the halacha. Ben Aprokim, Be'emtza HaPerek, Shoyele Mepnei HaKovid, Mepnei HaYiro, Posek Rishon, we are never mafsek, Loi Mepnei HaKovid, Lo Mepnei HaYiro, only Mepnei HaSakona Bervad. So Posek Rishon has more significance than Perek Rishon, Shnei Prokim Perek Sheini, or Beina Prokim. Posek Rishon, one can never be masik, only for Pikuach Nefesh, only B'mokam Sakona. And the Mishnah Brura, Siv Kot Yud Aleph, says the same refers to Bein Posek Rishon and Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elyon. So the Maccabi says we're not masik in the middle of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elyon, only B'mokam Sakona. And the Mishnah Brura says who adin? So we are not mafsik between Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, only Mepnei HaSakona. And this is a big pella, because Perek Rishon Shel Kriya Shema, according to many poskim, is Min HaTorah. But nevertheless, it is a mitzvah d'oraisa. But we are mafsik Mepnei HaYiro. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elyon definitely is not Min HaTorah. Well, the basic lesson of the Gemara is Mashmitz Midrabonah. But we made it clear from the Rambam, the beginning of today's Shia, the Rambam Perekal Baruch Adalad, Nahagu Kol Yisrael. It is merely a minag. So how could it be Chomor Tvei than Parsha Rishonu Shel Kriya Shema? So according to our explanation, well, it is only a minag. But the reason we aren't mafsik is because we are not mafsik in the middle of Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemayim. Oil Malchus Shemayim should override Yira and Kavod, because Oil Malchus Shemayim means putting a Kodesh Baruch Hu before Boschel Adam. That is essentially what Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemayim means. Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemayim means that Melech Malchei Amlochim comes before any mortal. Even a king, he is Melech Malchei Amlochim. And that is the reason we are not Mafsik in the middle of Baruch Shem Kavod. Yes, it's only the Rabbanim. According to the Rambam, it's only a Minag. But it's Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim. And Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim essentially means putting a Kodesh Baruch Hu before anyone else. And that is why we're not Mafsik either in the middle of Baruch Shem Kavod or between Shemai Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elyon. Simon Samach Gimel Siv Dalet. That is the source in Shulchan Aruch that Kavone is Ma'akav and Posek Rishon, not Parashat Rishona, but Kavone is Ma'akav and Posek Rishon. And once again, we find in the Mishnah Brura, Sikot Niyud Aleph, that Kavone is Ma'akav and Baruch Shem Kavone Kuchos Le'an Avod. And if you said this Posek without Kavone, you have to re-say. You have to say it once again. And I ask the same question. And Kavona is not Ma'akev. Or Shem is only a minig and Kavona is Ma'akev. And my explanation would be the same. The reason Kavona is Ma'akev in Shema Yisrael and not in Vyohafto, they are both Menatayra. Why would there be a difference between Pasuk Rishon and the second Pasuk or the third Pasuk? It is because Pasuk Rishon is Kavona Salmach Shemai, and Kavona Salmach Shemai, Kavona Ma'akev, and therefore, Baruch Hashem Kavod Makusa is only a minig, as we learn from the Rambam, but nevertheless, Kavona is Ma'akev because it is essentially Kavona Salmach Shemai. Chayodom, Klal Chof Aleph, Sivav. Chayodom says, there is halacha. When you say Kriya Shema, you could say the entirety of Kriya Shema while walking or while riding on a wagon or on an animal. But for Pasuk Rishon, you have to stand still. Chayodom says the same refers to Baruch Shem Kavod Mokuzai. Once again, I think Baruch Shem Kavod Mokuzai essentially is Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, and therefore, regarding all these halacha, it has the same din of Pasuk Rishon. It doesn't have the Dagas Achumra as Yohafto or as Vahoyim Shemaya. But regarding the specific halachas of Pasuk Rishon, it has essentially the same din as Pasuk Rishon because it belongs to Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. It is not an integral part of Mitzvah Sotei Kriya Shema, but it is essentially what Kabbalah Samach Shemaim is all about. When you walk into a shul, and the tzibur says, Shema Yisrael, you're not holding there, you're before davening, you're after davening, but you must say together with the tzibur, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That is the halacha that we learn in Siman Samechei. We're quoting various different sources in Hilchos Kriya Shema. The Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Yud, says, when you say Shema Yisrael together with the tzibur, you also have to say Baruch Shem Kavod Mechuzai. Why is that? Because why are we supposed to say Shema Yisrael together with the tzibur? We don't say Ashrei with the tzibur. We don't say Havarabu with the tzibur. We don't say anything else with the tzibur, but we do say Shema Yisrael with the tzibur because how could you stand idle when the tzibur is Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim? So this halacha is based on Kavodas Ol Malchus Shemayim, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah is right when he says you also need to say Baruch Shem Kavod Mokuzai, because Baruch Shem Kavod Mokuzai is essentially Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. So when we learn in Siman Samech Aleif Sif Hei that when you say Shema Yisrael, you cover your eyes. When do you uncover your eyes? When could you take your hand down and open your eyes? Before Baruch Shem Kavod Mechuso or Le'acha Baruch Shem Kavod Mechuso. Neither the Shulchan Aruch nor any of the Neis HaKelim deals with this question, but it's an interesting question. So the reason one covers his eyes, the Shulchan Aruch says, to have maximum kavana, to avoid any distraction. You don't want to look around. You might see somebody walking into shul. To prevent any distraction, you cover your eyes. So the only source I know dealing with this question is the Ben Ishchai, Parshas Va'ero, and the Ben Ishchai says, you need to cover your eyes after Baruch Shem Kavod Mechuzai Le'Ayin Avoy, which brings us once again to the same conclusion. Because Baruch Shem and Shema Yisrael are two sides of the same coin. One is a chiyuv d'oraisa, the other is merely a minhag. But in their nature, they are essentially the same. And Baruch Shem is not a part of Mitzvah Seisei D'Kriya Shema, but it is part of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. And this brings us to the climax of this interesting discussion. So when a person is mesupik, whether he said Baruch Shem Kavod Mechuzai, the Mishnah of Paschim, he doesn't have to say it. Because Veke de Rabbanon Akula. If he is Mesupik, whether he says, you have to say Shem Elokech, who he does have to say. But if he is Mesupik, but he doesn't remember. He does remember he said Shema Yisrael, he says, you have to. He doesn't remember when he said Baruch Shem Kavod Mechuzai. The Mishnah Berurah says, de Rabbanon, Veke de Rabbanon Akula. So regarding five different halachos, we saw that Baruch Shem Kavod Mechuzai is Chomer Tfei. It has all the Chomeres of Shema Yisrael. However, when it comes to Sofek, we say he does not have to say once again, because Sofek is a monokula. And the Moshe and Igis Moshe deals with this question. I think Igis Moshe, Chelekei Simen Ches and Shuvas Archaim, But according to my understanding, it's very pushit. It definitely is not more than a Sveikah Darabonim. It might even be a Minig Bialna. That is what we learned from the Rambam. So regarding the Pratim and the Digdukim, it is the same as Shemai Yisor. But nevertheless, it's a Darabonim, Sveikah Darabonim Akula. Suffolk Minig is definitely a Kula. So if there's a Suffolk, you do not have to say, once again, Shemai Yisor, to fill in Boru Shem Kedot Mokusim. A Briska Rav, Kiyadua, was extremely medactic in Shemai Yisrael, and with his tremendous Yiras Chet, he took it to the extreme, and many Sukkot went over again and again and again, and it took him a long time. But he was not medactic in Baruch Shem Kavoy Mokosayelu. That was the easy one. He never went over twice, and that is Yiddua. He was a tremendous medactic, and he said many Sukkot many times, just to make sure that he got it right. But Baruch Shem Kavod Machusay, he said once, and I think it fits in marvelously with what we explained. Because there is only in Hilchas Kriya Shema Tzorach V'Daktik V'Oisir Seu, that is Aloch and Shogun Och. But Ein Tzorach V'Daktik in Berchus HaShachar, or in Shmoyne Eslin Tzvilas Amidah, but Kriya Shema is Aloch and Tzorach V'Daktik. So, Baruch Shem Kavod Machus is not part of Kriya Shema. And Biskrov was not didactic Yeser al Amido in Baruch Shem Kavod Machus. In Kabbalah Torah Malchus Shemaim, we don't find Torah didactic. Kabbalah Torah Shemaim is primarily an Inin Shevelev. Well, so in Kabbalah Torah Malchus Shemaim proper, in itself, there is no din of Torah didactic. But in Kriya Shema, we do find dialogue. And that's why the Biskrov was not didactic Yoisa Medai, when he said Boruch Shem Kavoy Mokusay. So this is my understanding in the big sugya of Boruch Shem Kavoy Mokusay. We started off today's year with Bikesh Yankev Legalis as a Kate, Barosh and his Dalko Mimeno Shino. And he was terrified. And in Zohar Kodesh, in Parshas Bahar, and in Targum Yerushalmi, we find an unbelievable insight, an extremely profound insight. And I explain it the way I understand it, with some modification, if you will check the basic sources. This is the way I understand the Zohar and the Targum Yerushalmi. When Yaakov saw that the Shechinah left him, he asked his children, Shemi yesh b'libchem al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Why did he think so? There could be a million other Avedas. Why did he think that they might have any Taroimis or Yehurei Kfir? Why did he say, Shemi yesh b'libchem al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they comforted him by saying, no, we accept Oyer Malchus Shemayim. Well, Rashi says, wherever there is Aroyas, Aroyas brings Siluk HaShchina. Why didn't he think about that? Why did he think, Shem Yesh B'Litchem Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The secret is this, and that is Beit Kafshi D'Rachmon. Adam HaRishon, in a way, was poigim b'gimel aveiros chamur shevetoyim. It's unbelievable. It's above and beyond the realm of our understanding. But that is Divrei Chazal and Sanhedrin, the Lamed Ches, and the Medrash Tanhum, the Parshas Matan. And whenever I quote this Chazal, I say, B'derech min adrochim, b'oifem min oif banim. Not in a way we could appreciate or understand. But Chazal say that Odom HaRishon was poigim in Gimel Averes Chamur Shevetoyim. If you will check the Gemara Sanhedrin Lamed Ches, and Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Tanhum, and Parshas Matan. Who could rectify the pgam of Odom HaRishon? Only the Oves HaKadosh, the three giants, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And this tikkun had to make place in the very generations in which Klal Yisrael was established. It couldn't wait for any later generation. So the Oves HaKadosh, when they come to lay the foundation for Klal Yisrael, have to rectify the pgam of Odom HaRishon and Gimel Aveiros Chamur Shevetoyim. Tikkun number one was the tikkun of Aroyas, and that was when Avraham Avinu had two children, Yitzchak Kodesh Kodesh. Yishmael is pushed over the fence. And Yishmol, according to Chazal, a shtup and bezima, and that is the way Avraham Avinu purifies Klal Yisrael from the gam of Arayas. And then Yitzchak comes along, and he has two children. Yaakov is Kodesh Kodesh. Esav, Admoni, Ish Domi. Esav was a man of blood. He was a murderer. He tried to kill Yaakov. He is pushed outside. And that is the way Yitzchak purifies Klal Yisrael from the begam of Shlichas Domi. Yaakov knew the secret. Yaakov knew what happened to Avraham, his Zaydi. He knew what happened to Yitzchak when his brother was rejected and removed from Klal Yisrael. So Yaakov, you know, all his life lived in a pachad, in a tremendous charada. He knew what was left from here for him to take care of. And that's the begam of avodah zarah. Because when Yishmol was rejected, that was purifying Klal Yisrael from the begam of Gilead Arayas. And when Yaakov was thrown over the fence, Esav, that purified Klal Yisrael from the begam of Shlichas Domim. Yaakov Avinu, all his life, lived in a pachad. Will he have to lose some of his children to purify Klal Yisrael from the begam of Avodah Zarah? And observing his children day after day, he saw them develop beautiful in the morning and in the tochen and in the Yerushalayim, each in his own way, each in his own unique fashion, the Yud Leis Shavotim. But at the end of his life, when suddenly, because Yaakov Lagalas is a case, but also in Shtalkam and Ishchino, that he was overwhelmed and frightened and terrified, and he says, maybe I have been mistaken all my life. Maybe something is happening, B'chadrei Chadorim, and I'm not aware of it. Shemo yesh b'lifchem al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov asks. And then his children say, Shema Yisrael Avinu, Ein b'libeinu k'shem she'ein b'litcho. So Yaakov is gratified and says, and I always ask, so how did that come to be? So how did Yaakov purify Klal Yisrael from the begam of Avodah Zarah? And why was Yaakov zeicher to what neither Avraham nor Yitzchak was zeicher? They had to lose one out of two. And Yaakov was zeicher mitos or shlema yud beis shiftei kah. So my feeling is this. The Zohar HaKodesh says that the three Avos are connected to Torah, Avod, and Gemilas Chutzot. Avraham is a Moed HaChesed. It's a Chesed L'Avraham. Yitzchak is Avod. Kedus Yitzchak. Yaakov Yishtam Yishav Ahore. When the ticket comes with Torah, nobody has to be rejected. When the ticket comes with Torah, nobody is thrown over the fence. Torah is Metakim B'Shor Shoy, and that was the Chutz of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov's ticket was by Torah. And by Torah, but Oyalo Shel Torah, there is room for everyone. And the tikkun of Torah is of a different nature than any other tikkun. And that is why Yaakov Avinu was zeicher to purify Klal Yisrael from the begam of Avodah Zarah, the derech haTorah, and he lost no one. And that is when his children say, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. Misham roya Evan Yisrael. Chazal ha-Mafarish Evan is Avhan Ubnan Ovoi Siboni. Misham Roya Evan Yisrael. That is the blessing every Jewish father and every Jewish mother pray for. Misham Roya Evan Yisrael. We should be Zoicha to the Schuss of Yaakov Avin. We should lose no one. B'chol B'nayach Lamudei Hashem. Misham Roya Evan Yisrael. Not from Avraham nor from Yitzchak, but from Yaakov. Misham roya Evan Yisrael, Abba Nibnan, Ovo Yisrael. So Yaakov Avinu says, Baruch Sheim Kevoi Malchusoi Liyoylam Boi. And today we discussed, why don't we say this out loud? Why is this a pasuk we say quietly? And we quoted the Medrash, we quoted the Gemara, and we suggested our own interpretation. It is to differentiate between Kriya Shema and Kavaros HaMalchus Shemayim. However, I want to share with you another magnificent thought. The Gemara says in Chigiga, Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara asks the Steeler, Kosev Echad Oimor, referring to Malach Eshor, Shesh Knafayim Le'echot. And another pasuk says, V'arboi ponim v'arbo knafayim le'echot. Do the angels have six wings or four wings? And the Gemara answers, Kam bezman she'beisam ingashkayim, kam bezman she'ein beisam ingashkayim. So in times of Korb Mabayis, the angels only have four wings. And the other two wings are folded. Why are they folded? So the Ariya Kodesh says, Baruch Shem, Kvoid Yisrael, Liyol Avod, are six letters, six words. And these six words are on the six wings of Malach Hayel. One of the words in this Pasuk is Ari, and one of the wings of Malach Yeshua. Kach Kotev Ari in Kitzvei Ari, and the Gro, in the last paragraph in Shnois Eliyahu in Seder Zoroim, the Gro says, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eliyahu Nevoid is inscribed on the six wings of Malach Yesoros. Bezman Shebeis HaMikdashkayim, they are all revealed, and the Malachim fly around in the heaven with their six wings. Bezman Chor Mabayis, Kavod Malchus Eliyahu is folded. Because Kvoid Elohim has their dove. And Kvoid Shemayim is Be'itkasya. It is concealed. And therefore the two wings on which Kvoid Malchusoi are inscribed are folded. And that is the interpretation, the Pshat of the Gro in the Gemara in Chagigah Daf Yud Gimel Bezman She'ein Beisem Yiddishkayim. The Malachim only use four wings. Because Kvoid Malchusoi is not our. And the Gaon says, that is why we ask, Gale Kvoid Malchuscho Oleinu, in Tfilas Yomim Toivim. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the angels should be able to reveal the two wings of Kvoid Malchuscho. And the Ben Ishchai in his Sefer Ben Yehoyodah, and HaGodes Chazal, and Masechet Chigigah also says, that is the Pasuk in Ashrei, Kvoid Malchuscho Yomeru, Uvorosu Yidaberu. And that is when the two wings of Kvoid Malchus will be revealed. Oyev Yisrael, the after of the Parshas V'yeshev, has a vikuach with his great Rebbe, with the Noam HaLamelech. And he quotes, in the name of his Rebbe, the Noam HaLamelech, a similar perish to the girl. Zman She'em Beisem Yishkayim, Kvoid Malchus Chor Afolim. The Aftarov has a different opinion, and he says, La'olam void, those are the two wings that are fold. And I think that is actually a machlokes in the Gemara in the Sechet Chidugi, if you would care to check the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel. Because there's a machlokes in the Sechet Chidugi, Malachi Samaron, which of the wings are folded? The wings with which the Malachim say Shira, or the wings which say Mechasin Raglehem. Mechasin Raglehem obviously is La'olam void. But the Shira is said with Koi Malchusko, so maybe the Vikuach between the Aftar of Noam HaLamelech is actually dependent on the Machloikis Amerovim. So Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusay, as long as we are in Goddess, we cannot say that out loud, because Koi Derekim is the Baruch. And Koi Malchus is not obvious. This is the world of Hester Ponet, the Yosef Lovay. We would be able to say the Kol Goda or Hashem Kavoyim Kusim. However, and this is something I was very inspired when it occurred to me, Shabbos Kut Yutes, Omid Beis, the Gemara says, Kol Oyma Omen Yehesh Me'rabu V'Kol Koychoy, that is a tremendous gula. Mekarlo Gzardin Shul Shivim Shonim. Yehesh Me'rabu is exactly the same as Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eliyahu Nevoid. It is only in Aramaic. In Shabbos Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara says that the angels don't understand Aramaic. So we cannot say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eliyahu out loud because we don't want to aggravate the angels. But they don't understand Aramaic, and that is why we yell at the top of our lungs, we shout, Yehesh Me Rabbah Mechorach Leolam 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 Yisporah. Because Yehesh Me'rabo is the same as Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eliyahu. So as compensation, it is hard to say quietly, Baruch Shem Kivoyim Mechuzeliyan Avoy. So we take advantage of Yehesh Mera. It is the same. And the Gemara in Shabbos Yud Bey says, the Malachim don't understand Loshen Aramis. And that is why, So let us hope that the Korah B'Yameinu, we will be able also to say out loud, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eliyahu Nevoah Kishiyovai. Goyel said that, B'Binyan Beis Amigdosh B'Mheiro B'Yameinu.